السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، صدق الله العلي العظيم. Today's Friday speech or sermon is about building our community and building our nation, building our country. Constructive criticism versus destructive reproach. Many people ask, is it okay, is it appropriate, is it acceptable for us to criticize the United States of America? Is this okay or not? Well, we have two types of criticism. One of them is positive, is constructive criticism. The other one is destructive criticism, is negative, or deconstructive criticism. The first one is acceptable, because the first one comes out of love and care for your country. You love your country. You care about the future of your country. You want your country to be prosperous, to be stable, to be happy. Whereas the second type, which is destructive criticism, is unacceptable, is rejected, because it could come out of bias and hate, which is unacceptable. I'll give you an example, my friends. A mother might criticize her own child. A compassionate mother, a loving mother, who loves her child so much, she might criticize her child. She might rebuke her child sometimes. But this is out of love for him, out of care. She wants him to build his future. She wants him to wake up from his deep sleep. She wants him to change herself or himself. Not because she hates her child. This is why her criticism is acceptable. It's okay. Whereas another woman, who could be an outsider, stranger, she criticizes the same child, but not out of love, because this is not her son, out of jealousy, out of hate, out of bias. This second type of a criticism is rejected, is unacceptable. It all depends on two things, my friends, when we criticize. It depends on two things. Number one, the intention. Is your intention love or hate? Makes a huge difference. Do you love America or do you hate America? If you love America, you have the right to criticize, because this is your country. And you are keen on building your country, protecting your country, making, as some people say, truly, your country great again. But If the motive is hate, then that is unacceptable. Then this is bias. Then this is hypocrisy. So this is number one, the intention. It makes a huge difference. The second element, my friends, is the approach itself. How do you criticize? With what manner you criticize? Do you criticize and show the solutions to? Or you only just sit there and bash and demean and curse and wish death and destruction? Which one? The approach also is important. Let me make something very clear, my friends. We the Muslims, and also the non-Muslims who come from Middle East, the Middle Eastern countries, some come from South America, some come from other countries, from the Indian subcontinent. We love America. There is no doubt about it. We love the country. We love the terrain. We love the land. And we love the people. We have no problem with America. Most of the vast majority of the immigrants who came to the United States of America, they came out of love, not out of hate. They came to build this country. They came to contribute into the richness and the diversity of this country. They came to save this country. They came to contribute to the beauty of the diversity in this country. Immigration is richness. They came to serve this country. Many of them served in many sectors, in education, in healthcare, in business, in aerospace, in defense, you name it. They came to protect this country. They came to this country, the vast majority of them, 99.9% probably, came because they love America. And of course, when they serve, they also going to benefit, because the benefit is reciprocal. Two ways. They benefit from America, and America benefits from them too. And this is the meaning of citizenship. Citizenship, a citizen would benefit from his state, from his country. He would thrive. He's proud that he's American. And also the country benefits from his existence, because he's a plus to this country. He's a positive element. He adds to the value of his country. And his country is also proud of him and his services. So this is point number one. Let's speak about the positive side. In my opinion, America is different from the rest of the world. America is different. The manners of people in America is different from everywhere else, my friend, from everywhere else. And we have to be thankful to God for this gift, that despite this huge diversity of so many nationalities and cultures and languages, still there is, we cannot deny, we have to be fair, still there is harmony. There is peace and security. Your wife, your daughter, your son, yourself, you can leave your house even after midnight. Go to any place and come back home safe. You are not worried about your house. You are not worried about your shop. You are not worried about your vehicle. You are not worried about your family members. So we do enjoy. Relatively, we do enjoy peace and security, which could not be found elsewhere, could not be found in many countries in the world, many countries. They don't have that type of peace and security. And also we practice our freedom, religious freedom. Muslims have more freedom in America than elsewhere. And I am saying this not out of emotion. This is a rational statement. This is a true statement. This is a non-biased statement. We the Muslims enjoy religious freedom in this country more than any place on earth. No one interferes in our business. I've been an imam serving a community for almost 25 years. No one came to me and said, why did you say this in your sermon? Why did you criticize? Why you did not mention someone? Why did you did not pray for someone? Whereas I could not enjoy freedom of speech in Islamic countries. We established our institutions. We established our schools, our Islamic foundations. We are enjoying practicing our Islam in America better than anywhere else. And also we are enjoying our civic freedom too. Civic freedom in this country. We are under no obligation. If you want to cast your vote, you are welcome. If you don't want to vote, you are welcome. Nobody is going to hold you accountable. In some countries, if you don't go to the ballot box, you are held accountable. You may go to jail. You may be deprived from the ration, from the food that they provide, if they don't see the stamp in your passport that you have voted. This is a reality, my friends. This is not exaggeration. This is a reality. And I say that with full confidence. Our children grow in this country. They go to schools. They thrive. They succeed. They become number one in their classes. They find a job. They establish their career. They speak their mind. They enjoy dignity in this country. Many of them were criticizing America, but when they went to some countries in the Middle East, and they saw the harsh, inhumane treatment of people there, they came back to America and they said, Alhamdulillah, thanks to Allah that we live in a country that my dignity is preserved. Nobody is harassing me. So we have to give thanks to Allah. First and foremost, we give thanks to God for allowing us to live in a society, in a country where we are enjoying peace and harmony. So this is the positive side. Now, do we have negativities in America? Of course we have. Of course we have. Listen to me carefully. And don't judge me before I finish my sentence. Don't judge me. The only place on earth, not on earth, the only place in this universe that negativity, deficiencies, shortcomings do not exist is a place called paradise, period. Nowhere on earth we have a geographic area where there is deficiency free, trouble free, negativity free. Yes, we do have negativities in America. We have racism, we have discrimination, we have white supremacy, we have police brutality. We have many social injustices. The democracy in this country has been compromised. Democracy in this country has weakened. It's no longer a good example of democracy for the rest of the world. No longer. Read John Bolton's book, which they try to stop it. Read some excerpts from that book. Excerpts from that book. And see what he says. See what he says in that book. There is corruption. There is political corruption. In that book, part of what he says, I was reading the New York Times the other night. He says, those Chinese Uyghur, the Chinese minority, the Chinese Muslims, he condoned China for putting them in concentration camps. He encouraged, he helped. So we have corruption. We have many flaws in our political system in this country. So when we speak about America being a nicer place to live, it does not mean that this is paradise on earth. We try to make it paradise on earth, but we have many flaws. We have a long way to go. And sometimes rather than progressing, we see regression in the political process in this country. We see many people left with no health care, no education, no food in this country. Many kids, they depend on the meals given to them by their schools. Otherwise, they starve. We see left and right the homeless people in the streets. So yes, the system is not very clean. And it requires a lot of reforms, a lot of refurbishing, a lot of islah. But at the end of the day, still we have to give thanks to Allah that we live in a country where we still enjoy peace. We have a long way to go, a long way to go. So when we criticize the United States of America, the motive should not be revenge or hate. The motive should not be foreign propaganda, supporting foreign propaganda. The motive and the incentive and the reason should be love and sincerity, ikhlas. Because we love this country, we feel bad for what is happening. And we need to change. And we need to change. It's the example that I gave earlier, the mother. When a mother criticizes her own son, she's doing that to save him, not to destroy him, not to demolish her son completely, but to salvage him, to save him, to remind him. It's a wake-up call from the mother. And it's a big difference, my friends. We have to be careful how we criticize. Number two, when we criticize, we should not stop short of criticism. We should get engaged. We should show the solution. We must participate in civic engagement in this country. By mere saying and opening your mouth and just bashing and criticizing, you are not going to change anything, believe me. You must participate. You must lead by example. You must be proactive. We must rebuild this country. وَلْتَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. This is your land. Show me how you care about it. Show me that you are sincere about reforms and a transformation in this country, changing the conditions of the people in this country. This is our duty. Now, when we speak good about America, does that mean we are agents, as some people are going to call us? He's an American agent. He's an agent to the CIA and the FBI and the American, as many people say this. They've been saying it for so many years. The hadith says, حُبُّ الْوَطَنِ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. When you love America, it's part of your faith. Because America is the people. America is the land. America is a country. America is a history. This history might not be 100% clean and pure. Maybe there is a history of long history, 200 years of suppression, of injustice toward the people of color, the black people, the minorities, others and others and others. But should we generalize and say the entire country is evil? This is not right. Whenever there is bad thing, beside it could be good thing. And we have to look at the good things too. Some people only bash this country. They came, many people came to this country, my friends, from China, from South America, from Africa, from the Middle East, from the Indian subcontinent, from Europe. They came to this country barefoot, penniless. Some of them did not even speak the language. They lived in this country. They found jobs. They were hard working and sincere and God-fearing people. They got married. They studied. They got jobs. They got married. They established family. They raised children. Their children went to schools. Their children became officials in this country, in the government of this country. If those children were raised in their native countries, they would not even smell the government there. But when they came to America, they made it. Look at Ilhan Omar. She was in a refugee camp. She fled her own native country. She made it here to the highest level, and she's defending this country. She's proud of being American. This is one example. And we have thousands and thousands of stories of success of immigrants who came to this country penniless, but they put their trust in God. They worked hard. They played by the rules. They are sincere, and they were successful. So we have to give thanks. We should not just sit there and criticize. There is a road for success. With the criticism, we are not going to reach anywhere. So we must draw the line between constructive dialogue, constructive criticism, constructive narrative to build our country, and anti-Americanism, America bashing, and destructive reproach. The first one is okay, is acceptable. The second one is not acceptable. It's not acceptable. Many countries use anti-Americanism to fool their own people. Empty slogans. When we criticize, we have to be fair, my friends. We have to be fair. We have to be just and fair. We should not base our criticism on bias or discrimination or lies or double standard or hypocrisy. This is not good. Our book, the Holy Quran, in Surah Al-Baqarah, the very first pages, verse 44. Beautiful advice in our book for us, the Muslims, that we have to be fair. We should not criticize others while we have a broken societies, broken homes, broken families, broken laws, broken rules and regulations. أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Will you order piety and righteousness and goodness upon other people and you forget about your own selves? أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون. Where is your mind? أفلا تعقلون. Don't you think about that? Why don't you think? Why don't you reason? We have to be fair. We have to be just when we criticize. The same verse is found in the Bible, in the book of Matthew, in the Gospel 7, Matthew 7, 3. Let me read it for you. Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? Why we look at the evil in this geographic area and we don't look at evil in another geographic area? When we judge, we have to be fair. Corruption is corruption, whether it's in my native country, back in the Middle East, or in Europe, or in America. It's called corruption. It's called corruption. Injustice is injustice. It could be anywhere. So when my own people commit injustice, I look at it as something good. I justify that. I bring many justifications. But when America does injustice, this is evil, I have to fight it. If I have to fight, then I have to fight both. I should not condone one and condemn the other. This is hypocrisy. And this is not good for us. I've seen many of those people who always harbor anti-Americanism, anti-American sentiment. They've been in this country. They came, they thrived, they made money. They sent their kids to free school, free healthcare, and still, he hates this country. You know what is the first casualty for those people? They lose their own sons because their sons are not stupid. They will grow and they will find this hypocrisy. So they're going to lose their own families and they are the losers. We have to speak the truth. We have to have the courage of speaking the truth. When something is good, we say this is good. When something bad, we say this is bad. Regardless of whether this is me, my family, a stranger, we have to speak the truth. Quran says, وَلَوْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِكُمْ, even if it goes against yourself, but you must speak the truth. Don't be arrogant. Don't only look at the evil in the on the other side of the hill, but you don't look at the evil on your own side of the hill. Don't do that. This is not good. People are not going to trust you. The least thing people are going to say, that he's biased. He's discriminating. We have to speak the truth all the time, my friends. At the end, today is a Friday. We pray, and we have only one sermon today. We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring peace and healing to America. Peace that is based on justice, justice for all citizens. Citizens who are suffering, minorities who are suffering, people of color, the black people in this country, other minorities, it could be women, it could be others who are really suffering in this country. We ask Allah to bring peace and healing to this nation so we can restore the dignity and we can raise our children and our grandchildren in peace, in harmony. You don't worry about their future, because what I see around me nowadays, the corruption that I see in the highest level in this land worries me. Democracy is collapsing, slowly collapsing. And they send negative messages to millions of people. And what really shocks me more, the supporters who support this corruption, they see the corruption, but they still support it. You know why? Because there is something called bigotry, ta'assub. Because if it works for them in their own interest, they don't care about the interest of the rest of the nation. Let's the nation go to hell. They don't care about it, as long as they are preserving their own material interest, and this is not good. We have to care about the whole nation. In this country, we have 330 million people. When we wish goodness, we have to wish goodness for all, even if they are not my people, even if they are not my language, even if they are not my religion. They are Americans. They are citizens. It has nothing to do with religion or color or language. They are humans. They deserve a good life. They deserve dignity. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring healing and peace and justice and peace and security to all the people, inshallah. Allahumma kun li waliyika al-hujjat ibn al-hasan salawatuka alayhi wa ala abaih fi hadhihi as-sa'ati wa fi kulli sa'ah waliyan wa hafizan wa qaidan wa nasiran wa dalilan wa ayna hatta tuskinahu ardaka taw'a wa tumatti'ahu fiha tawila wa sallallahu wa sallam ala sayyidina Muhammadin wa ahli baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.